With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox today joined the state to a lawsuit to stop President Obama's plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions.
It does not really have anything to do with whether or not this is a wise policy. It has more to do with whether it violates the rule of law, the state's individual state sovereignty.
23 other states and a coal company are also plaintiffs in the suit. A statement issued by Governor Steve Bullock didn't say whether he thinks the lawsuit is a good idea. The rule has been changed and the courts will sort that out, Bullock said, adding, ultimately, though, Montana faces a choice. We can write our own plan or the federal government will write it for us. Governor Bullock was in favor of initial White House goals for carbon dioxide emissions for Montana, but when new, tougher thresholds were announced in August, he said he was, quote, extremely disappointed the Obama administration moved the goalposts on us. Governor Bullock has appointed 14 people to examine the state's child protection system and recommended ways the agency can improve its ability to protect children from abuse and neglect. Bullock met in July with counselors and families of some children involved with the Child Protective Services who sought changes within the agency. They complained they were disrespected by caseworkers. The agency ignored the recommendations that some counselors and workers needed additional training. Bullock issued an executive order in September to create the Protect Montana Kids Commission. The commission must report its recommended changes to the governor by March 31st. Wildlife officials have called off the search for a black bear that attacked a Kalispell woman who died from her injuries. A Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesman says the investigation into the September attack inside the woman's home continues. 85-year-old Barbara Paschke was setting out food for bears when she was attacked in her home. She died from her injuries days later. The woman was cited in 2012 for feeding bears, which is illegal in Montana. Investigators captured and euthanized two bears following the attacks, but they say the bears weren't the ones that had attacked Paschke, but they were being fed and had become conditioned to humans. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks bear specialist Eric Wenham says he believes someone is still feeding the bears. Governor Steve Bullock has appointed a Kalispell attorney to replace a Flathead County District Judge who retired in August. The Flathead Beacon reports attorney Amy Eddy will serve out the remainder of District Judge Ted Olympus's term. Eddy must then run for election in the primary and general elections next year. 72-year-old Olympus served on the bench since 1992 before stepping down 2 months ago. Two other retired judges, Catherine Curtis and Stuart Stadler, presided over Olympus's court while Bullock selected a replacement. Eddie was one of three finalists chosen for the position. She is a graduate of the California Polytechnic State University and the University of Montana School of Law. With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. An Interior Department probe blames sloppy work by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for a 3-million-gallon wastewater spill from a Colorado gold mine. Roughly a third of Montana's estimated 3,000 known abandoned mines could potentially pollute surface water. It happened back in 2009 when a previously unknown and plugged mine entrance blew out, contaminating the Little Blackfoot River with arsenic, zinc, and cadmium. Montana's Abandoned Mine Lands Program reclaims abandoned coal mines. It's funded with coal tax money but is currently not allowed to reclaim old hard rock mines. Program manager Autumn Coleman hopes the government investigation into the Colorado gold mine spill raises awareness about proposed Good Samaritan legislation.
What that law would essentially do is offer liability protection to watershed groups or citizen groups that want to go in and clean up abandoned mines in their watersheds.
Congress has debated Good Samaritan legislation for years. Some want the hard rock mining industry to assess a reclamation fee like one paid by the coal industry. Butte residents will be getting together next week to talk over the city's summer festivals. County Commissioner Cindy Shaw told the Montana Standard she thinks it makes sense to have a debriefing meeting about Evel Knievel Days and other events. People have expressed concerns about street closing, last-minute festival changes, and a close call with a record-breaking stunt that almost put a Crown Victoria through a downtown building. Special events coordinator Bob Lazari will host the session next Thursday evening at the Butte Archive. Cindy Shaw, the chairwoman of the county's 12-member council, told the Standard that the major festivals are likely to seek economic development money from the county soon, and commissioners want to know what the expectations of the groups are before they are given county money. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler. Thanks for tuning in.